Good morning from the Danish Immigrant Museum. This is Tova Brandt, Curator of Exhibitions, and today I'd like to share with you a very exciting new acquisition to the museum collections. This is a very early Danish Bible published in 1633. This is a book that has truly traveled across oceans and across time. The museum acquired this rare Bible from Dana College after Dana closed in 2010. This Bible, along with many other significant pieces from Dana, was formally added to the museum collection late last year. You're probably familiar with the King James Bible, which was the first widely available English translation of the Bible, published in 1611. In Denmark, a complete Danish-language Bible was commissioned by King Christian IV, who happened to be a brother-in-law to King James of England, and it was published in 1633, and it's still known as the Christian IV Bible. It was a huge project, and it resulted in a huge book. The copy at the museum is 16 inches tall, 11 inches wide, and 6 inches thick. And we haven't put it on a scale yet to weigh it, but it is heavy. It still has the old leather bindings and covers made from solid planks of wood. There are two leather straps that would have buckled the Bible closed, but the clasps are now missing. If you look inside, there is a beautiful title page that shows a portrait of King Christian IV, surrounded by smaller portraits of his ancestors on the Danish throne. Once you reach the core text, there are woodcut illustrations of scenes throughout the Old Testament books, such as Abraham and Isaac, King David and his harp, and many of the other early prophets. But what's interesting is there are only 4 illustrations in the entire New Testament, and these are one illustration for each of the gospel writers. There are no pictures showing scenes from the lives of Jesus or the apostles. According to the inscription inside the front cover, this copy of the Christian IV Bible was purchased by a Danish physician as a gift to his wife in 1664. We don't know how it passed through the family precisely or who owned it at different points, but this Bible was obviously treasured by its owners, enough to carry it with them when they immigrated to the United States, probably in the 1800s. Bible scholars estimate that only about 200 copies of the Christian IV Bible survive to today, and probably only 20 are in complete condition. The copy at the museum does need some attention from a book conservator, but we believe that all of the pages are still present. We hope that some further research will confirm whether our copy is truly complete and maybe can identify more of the owners that have kept this Bible safe through 4 centuries. The Christian IV Bible is just one of the treasures of Dana College that the museum has acquired, thanks to the generosity of many Dana alumni and supporters. We will be highlighting the story of the college and these new acquisitions in the museum's next members newsletter, the America Letter. Other treasures that are now in the museum's collection include a very special chair designed in Denmark by Hans Wegner in 1943 and specially commissioned by Queen Margrethe when she visited the United States in 1976. She presented this chair to Dana College, specially made with American walnut wood in honor of the American bicentennial year. Other special acquisitions are 2 paintings by Danish-American artists who specialized in Western scenes, Olaf Wieghorst and O.C. Seltzer. The museum is thrilled to add these items to the permanent collection, and we look forward to sharing them with museum visitors for years to come. All of these special acquisitions are still being cataloged and described and photographed. They're not on exhibit yet, but a lot of other things are. And so we invite you to Elkhorn to visit the museum and see some of the stories that we have to share with you.